Glory to Judge Isusi. We thank you, Judge Isusi, for your compassion and for your mercy. We agape you and we worship you forever. Amen.
We thank you, Son of God, Judge Jesus, for your love, for your mercy, for your understanding. We thank you for putting us here on planet Earth. We thank you for putting the Ghost Holy in each and every soul that's listened to us and beyond. We thank you for creating this planet Earth. We thank you for your love and your endurance for us and through your patience and through your enduring everlasting love for this planet. We love you. We praise you. So be it.
Glory to you, Divine Holy Spirit, the bombardment of energy. We are so thankful that we are filled with joy and ecstasy and vibration, and we just appreciate the gift of health, wealth, and prosperity in our temple beings. We thank you for permeating our souls, our minds, and our consciousness. Amen. Holy Spirit, Jesus.
We thank you, Divine Energy, Holy Spirit, the Divine Comforter. We thank you for comforting us in every which way, in our mind, spirit, and body. We thank you for rejuvenating our body to youthness. We thank you for energizing us. We love you, Jah Jesus Energy. Your name is Jah Jesus. We praise that name, Jah Jesus. We love that name, Jah Jesus. We are infatuated with Jah Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that's quicker and closer to us than hands and feet. We thank you for this engagement. You are the wisdom. You are the understanding. We thank you for that, Jah Jesus Energy. Jah Jesus Energy, you with us 24/7. You always here. Jah Jesus, the Son of God, is not here all the time, but he's here through you. And that's how come we treasure you within us. That is the Ghost Holy within us. That is that divine intelligence that tells us what to do every millisecond of the day. We thank you for that. We love you. We praise you. We gratify you. We are in deathly love with you. Oh, I love you, Divine Holy Spirit. And your dynamic name is Jah Jesus, baby.
Love you, Christ. Jah Jesus Christ. People are asking questions about the Holy Ghost. We had a caller called up from the United States of America in the Western world of Seattle, Washington, the Holy Ghost headquarters, and a sweetheart named Jackie. What is the power of speaking in tongues? She has been answered, but to many others who want to know, the power of speaking in tongues that come from the Holy Ghost. Is that correct, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
That is a divine energy that flows from, it's a gift of spirit. It's a move of Holy Spirit energy. In the scripture, you can find the entire book of Acts, when it explains that when they receive the Holy Ghost power, when they receive the sacred energy, they spake with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. So this divine language, this is a power that is spoken through the energy that is within you. As we begin to give the praises to the Lord Jesus Christ, that great gift of Holy Spirit comes. Somebody called from Calcutta, India, Frandrika. She called, Frandrika, I think that's a man. He called and said, thank you so much for distinguishing who to worship and who to praise and who to give glory to. And there are many people that call and question, and they ask from Mozambique, Africa area, all the way from Costa Rica, and people from New Zealand, people from Miami, Florida, USA, people from the Al-Qaeda Island, Japan, over there from the UK, Birmingham, England, and it's just so many people. I can't mention them all, and they were so grateful to understand that they can commune and worship Jesus Christ. When we give praise to Jesus Christ, we automatically are giving worship and praise to the Father God, Jehovah, or Jehovah. It's imperative that we stay with the Son of God, because the 1 John 5:20 says, and we know we have come to an understanding to know Jesus Christ that is true, and we are in Jesus Christ that is true, even God's Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God in eternal life. It's imperative to be wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ, because by being wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have energy. We have love. Now, let me revert back to what happened in the United States of America and Charleston, South Carolina on June 17, 2015, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is June 28, 2015, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the new age of consummation and fire. I'm sure you heard all over the world, international news, AP news, local news, that the young lad that shot the nine saints in the AME church over there in South Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina, USA. That the shooter was a white guy, I reckon, and he young lad, 21 years of age, and he said that Mr. Adillon Roof, that's his name, Adillon Roof, and he said that he went to Bible study. You probably heard it all, and how he told the guys and the people there, the saints, that they, you know, need to be killed because the white race is becoming threatened and extinct. Well, the power of those people, the saints that got shot, they had the power to, the family members of the people that got shot had the power to forgive. That's what it's about, sweetheart. If you are a saint of Jesus, if you love Jesus Christ, you must actify the principles. And I thought that was a good deal that they forgave Mr. Adillon Roof for what he has done. And we're not dwelling on the negative of Mr. Roof of the neo-Nazi movement, whatever that may have been. But we also, Son of God University, we stand with you, Mother Church, over there, Emmanuel. What a great name. God with us. That's what the name Emmanuel means. Mother Church, Mother Emmanuel, African Methodist Episcopal Church. That's the full proper name of the temple. And so we, as Son of God University, we stand with you, saints of God, through Jesus Christ, over there in United States of America, South Carolina. My brother, what do you see the highlights on the power of the saints? And had they had more knowledge about the Holy Ghost, how possibly they could have avert those bullets like we have done in various occasions? Go ahead, my sweetheart.
Okay. On that situation, that's why we talk about the omnipresence. We always talking about the omnipresence, the ghost holy. It's basically Jesus Christ Spirit.
Yes.
And that's the name, Jesus Spirit. You call it Ghost Holy, we call it the Holy Ghost, we call it the Holy Spirit. You know, you have, you know, all kinds of stuff, what you call the name as far as Jesus Christ Spirit. But the proper name is Jesus Christ Spirit. When you have the Ghost Holy or the Holy Spirit, which is the power of Jesus Christ dwelling with you, and how you get this Ghost Holy, I'm going to go over it again, is as you praise Jah Jesus, you become in love with Jah Jesus. Let's go into the salvation mode. People always talk about salvation and stuff like that. Basically, you're not saved until the end of your testing. Basically, people say, I'm saved. No, you're not saved until the end of your testings. You know, you're on the beginning stage. Okay, first of all, you repent of all your sins. And then after you repent, you cry out to Jesus, you say, thank you. Then you start asking for the Ghost Holy directly to Jesus. If you're praying to the Father will draw you to the Son. The Father, that's what he does. The Father, Jehovah, will draw you to the Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you're praising the Father and you're on the right track, the Father's going to draw you. That Spirit's going to draw you to the Son. And then after you start talking to the Son and start asking for forgiveness, then you start praising the Son. As you praise the Son and start gratifying the Son and start glorifying the Son, then the Holy Ghost, you ask for the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The Holy Ghost is intelligence, energy that energizes your body. It energizes you. It comes into your every cell of your body, and basically it renews it to a certain extent. It energizes your body. You become a new creature to a certain degree. But then you have to grow in the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is the initial thing. It's the first cause of going to the salvation mode, because your body wants to be salvaged. How it can be salvaged? It's through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that it energizes your body. It utilizes your body. The Holy Spirit is a dynamic force and they tell you what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And through this Holy Spirit, we know that it has a power, like the power to forgive. The power to forgive is a power. It's not just something anybody, Joe Blow, can't all of a sudden forgive. It's a power. It's a power to forgive. And the power to forgive is it comes with knowing and getting into the Ghost Holy. As you enter the Ghost Holy and you have the power will help you to give. The power will help you to love. The power will help you to do all things. You know, it's a power, it's an energized power that's with you and goes with you and that's with you all the time. So by having this Ghost Holy, you will you can every millisecond of your day is guided by the Ghost Holy. It tells you where to go, it tells you what to do. Now if they had the Ghost Holy, this intelligence, then you know what would have happened? You had the Ghost Holy, then you would have been able to avert the bullets. The bullets would have been able to if somebody would shoot at you, the intelligence would tell you that, hey, there's a person with a gun. The intelligence would have told you, chant the name of Jesus. Because as you chant the name of Jesus, then it's a power. And then that power will bring angels. And as it brings angels, then the angels will rescue you, whatever it means. Plus, you have the intelligent energy that's there. Plus, you have the God that's there. So, if they would have chanted the name Jesus, all that could have been averted. And that's why we teach you the power of the name, the power of the Holy Ghost, the Ghost Holy. It's very important because in these days, there's going to be all kinds of stuff happening. There's going to be all kinds of earthquakes. You got to have Jesus energy. It's going to be all kinds of tornadoes. You got to have Jesus energy. It's going to tell you and it's going to guide you. Whatever situation you're in, this intelligence is there to help you. It loves human body. It loves to be energized in the body of a human being. It's aching to go into your body. And so by doing that, you develop more love, more wisdom, more understanding. You have the love and the wisdom. You're talking about the love. You can't love without the Holy Spirit. You can't praise Jesus without the Holy Spirit. You can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. It's a power. You got to have the power. And the Christian church today don't have the power. And if you don't have the power, it's going to be incidents on top of incidents that's going to happen like this. You got to get the power of the Ghost Holy Jesus energy, Holy.
have that, you can say Jesus all day long. It's going to do minimal because you don't have the power. You need the power. Everybody wants power. This should be something simple. We tell you how to get it. We're telling you how to activate it by praising God Jesus. We're giving you the if you want a method of how to do this, we're telling you the simplest method how to do it. You need the power of God Jesus in this latter day. It's so much stuff happening. If you don't have it, tough luck, because you're going to be on your own. You can say you believe in Jesus. You can go to church. You can have a 50-pound Bible.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Well,
you got to have the power.
Well,
Remember, back in the days in the 50s and stuff, when they had the revival, the tent revival, they were saved, sanctified, and filled with the mighty burning fire of the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
Yeah. You need that Ghost Holy, man. Because if you don't have it, remember in the tent, these people were getting saved that was on drugs, that was whoremongers.
That's right.
Whatever. They were set free. You know how? Through the power of that intelligent energy. That energy transformed their mind, body, and spirit. That's what people do. And then they energize you, and then you can live with the Ghost Holy, and then you can forgive with the Ghost Holy, and then you can praise the Ghost Holy, and then the Ghost Holy will protect you and guide you in any situation. Because when you call on that powerful name of Jah Jesus, that energy, then that energy is with you, that intelligence is around you, it's going to guide you, it's going to protect you. Then you have the angels around you. What kind of angels do you need? You need guardian angels, you need judgment angels, you need destroying angels. They're going to be around you. You're going to have the gods come. You have so much with the power of Jah Jesus' name. It's very important on this wicked planet to use Jah Jesus, because he is the salvation. And you can say Jah Jesus, and the devils have to run. They have to move back. They have to get back, Jack, because Jah Jesus took the king. He took the keys away. He has the keys of life. They said, if we know he was going to come down here, we wouldn't have assassinated him. You know, he came down there, oh, man, my Lord, we're not going to have a good time. No, they don't have a good time in hell no more. You know why? Because the Christ light is down there. God Jesus was down there.
He illuminated
that. So God Jesus, the Son of God, is very important. God Jesus, the Holy Ghost, is very important. You know, you got to have that in these latter days, because it's going to be earthquakes. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. Where is going to be you? You're going to still go to the pimps and to those whoremongers' churches and take their money, and you're not getting nothing for it? You're still going to just go to Bible study, and you're not growing in the Christ-like energy, Holy Spirit, God Jesus energy? What you going to do, baby? Are you going to just keep doing the same old thing? Or are you going to come into the light of Jah Jesus? Jah Jesus is the power. Jah Jesus is the light.
Jah Jesus.
He's the one that gives you life and energy. Through that name is a power. Through that name is an energy. Through that name is energy protection. You need that name. And that's why our university, Son of God University, Son, the light, the energy, the power of Jah Jesus. That's what it's about. You know, you get to Jah Jesus, you praise him, and then he gives you his power. He wants you to use his power. He ignites that Ghost Holy that's within you and bring it more alive. Then you can love more. Then if somebody does spit on you, you're not ready to knock them out.
You're not ready
to knock a nigga out. You're ready, basically, to go on and turn the other cheek. Hey, spit on this side. Hit me on this side, baby. Go ahead and do it. It doesn't hurt me. I got the Ghost Holy. I got the power within me. I got the power that does all things for me. My brother's hitting his face because that's been happening to him, us before. They hit you one side. It hits you. It doesn't mean that you're scared of power. You know, you're a powerful being. Once you're a powerful being with the Holy Ghost, nothing can touch you. Nothing can destroy you. Nobody can take your life. Nobody can do anything from you, because you got the power of Jesus,
baby. You hit it right on the thumbs, my loving brother. I tell you, it's so back there, but it is so drill, so tr- tr- I can't speak English. I'm excited. It's so gloriously real. It's a thrill of a feel of a deal. And so we just thank the Almighty Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. You know, this name, my sweetheart brother said this, is powerful. And when you're in love with Jesus Christ and you have received the baptism of Holy Spirit, I tell you, you get divine results. Let's talk about angels also. You know, there are divine angels that are ready to be employed by the saints. We got the power to use the angels. That is the will of God's great Son, Jesus Christ. You know, there's a drought demon out there in the western United States and probably other parts of Zaire, Africa, and various parts of Arabia. And we got the power to exorcise the demons, like a drought demon. Not only do you get demons inside of people that make them schizophrenia and off balance, and people that are like Sybil. You saw the movie years ago. She got 9 personalities. That ain't right, sweetheart. That is crazy, right? Because the people, they act one way, and then they do something else, and they kill somebody, and then they say, I don't know what happened. I don't know, Your Honor. I don't remember. You see, people are possessing demons because they lack Jesus Christ's power. So we have the power to bring forth rain when rain is needed, sun when sun is needed. And so right now, my brother and I, we're going to do an exorcist act. We're going to actify what we're talking about with these angels of Jesus Christ. There are gazillions of angels of Jesus Christ. Now remember, in Hebrews 1:6, first chapter, verse 6, God, the Almighty Father, said, let all my angels, the angels of God, worship Jesus, my first begotten Son, coming into the world. Now look at that power. It said that all of God's angels, now Jesus, he had gazillions of angels like the Father. It's like, wait a minute, this is a lot of power. This is a power and light production. They show you that this is real. Like my brother said, in the wonderful Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, beautiful historical place. Those are the history of basilicas and synagogues and temples. And like my brother was saying, they not conscious of, like should be, of Holy Spirit power. Because we've been in instances with gun shooting going on. We having a ball. You know, it's like I was shot at that time in El Cerda Escuela, South High School in Youngstown, Ohio, and the bullet hit my midsection, and it stung, and the bullet broke. I said, man, I got a strong six-pack. It broke the bullet. Then another guy said, no, man, you into Jesus Christ. That's what stopped the bullet. Of course, I knew that, but I had a sense of humor, you know, at that timing. Now, why did I get killed it or died it? Not good English right now. Why did I still live? Why was there no blood penetrating? Why did I not have to go to the ER, emergency room? My mind is on the Christ light, and I, as a young laddie, was filled with the Holy Ghost, the power, and I love Jesus, and still do. So as a young laddie in school, I live. I survive, you see? And so we're saying we're not condemning those wonderful saints, the 9 saints that got killed, it, because when you get assassinated for Jesus Christ, well, for the cause of worshiping Jesus, you get the second highest reward, you see, taken up into glory. So we bless them, and we love them, and we and one of those was a state senator, you know, Reverend Clemente Pinckney, something to that effect. So bless him and all his crew that, you know, life was taken. But the power of life, we're telling you how you can avert these things by the energy of Judge Susie. Now, these angels that we have, that we're assigned, and we can communicate with angels. Now, notice I didn't say worship angels. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted before you email. We have the power to communicate with angels just like the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, what I do, you can do also and greater works than these because I go to my papa or my father. So, sweethearts, it's imperative that we activate financial angels, healing angels, weather angels. They got frosty angels, green grass angels, angels over the trees, over the winds. You'd be amazed. Crops and fruit angels, vegetable. You know, it's like there's an angel for everything. Why? Because they work in the administration of Jesus Christ Almighty. Jesus Christ Almighty got the big divine kingdom. His kingdom is endless and beyond. Remember Isaiah 9:6, and it says, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Jesus Christ, you see, the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called wonderful counselor, the Holy Ghost right there. Mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. For unto us a child is given. Unto us a son, correction, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. That's the great kingdom of light within us, the great kingdom of light. You see, sweethearts, we have so much blessing and honor and light by worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving the intimate, omnipresent energy. We are to worship the same God that Jesus is into, the omnipresent Christ light right within ourselves and in our temple being. So, therefore, we can bind devils to hell. Okay, we're going to exorcise demons right now. My brother and I, we agree. We call forth these angels, Vacabio and Sakiel and Michael and Gabriel. And they're not the only ones that we call, but these powerful archangels, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind drought devils to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We believe in you, Jesus, and we believe in your angels. We bind the devils. We cast them out from California, from Washington State, and Oregon State, and Alaska State, and the Western United States of America. Because you devils have been trying to blight these countries, those states, and many other areas, and you've been trying to cause these forest fires. We rebuke these forest fires in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We don't take no stuff from you, devils. Angels, we thank you for going to work right now. You blessed angels, we command you in the name of Jesus, you great angels of God in Christ, that you would put out those fires by the breath of your nostrils. We beseech you and we command you, angels of Jesus Christ, that the Western United States is blessed and these forest fires is coming down. And we command that temperature of extreme heat to come down to reasonable temperature, like 72 degrees. We command rain to fall from the heavens in the drought-stricken area of the West Coast in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we thank you, angels of Christ Jesus, that you are on your job. You are employed by Son of God University. Get busy, get to work, and activate, bless the crops, bless the trees. We command you to bless those trees, volcanoes, mountains, and all that burning up material to come to a conclusion now from the state of Idaho, Washington, Oregon, California, New Mexico, Utah, Nevada, Colorado, did I say, Montana, Wyoming, and any other state in the USA, and for that fact, around the world. We command you, great angels of Jesus Christ, to go to work and put them fires out and let the temperature come reasonable, that healing may take place in the land of the planet. In the name of Jesus, baby. Yes, sweetheart. My loving brother, you said that the African Methodist Episcopal Church over there in South Carolina, Eastern United States of America, on the Eastern Seaboard, did you say that the act of force could possibly protect those people from getting killed or shot?
Definitely so. The act of force is the omnipresent energy, as you know, my better brother. That energy is everywhere present. It's begging you. It's knocking on your consciousness all the time, my brother, knocking on his head. It wants to come into you. It loves human body. So by having the possession of this great divine Holy Spirit, you are protected just by having it. So the intelligence that lets you know all things. Remember, you're wrapped up in intelligence energy. And so this energy would let you know anything. Somebody could have a gun or a bomb, you would know it. The energy would talk to your conscience. It would tell you. That's why we everybody needs to do it. Not only the Christians. Get into that Jesus and get the energy. And you'll be protected beyond measure and beyond. And helping people and just blessing people. That's what God Jesus wants you to do. He turns swift when you do that. Imagine speaking, because he loves it when you get into his energy. Because check it out, my loving brothers and sisters. When you praise him and loving this energy and doing that, you're crazy, guys. You're crazy.
We can barely
So that's what it's about.
Are we shorted out? Okay, thank you.
So, by praising God, Jesus, we get all kinds of benefits.
Yes, as we were talking about the divine Holy Spirit, what we were talking about, my brother, about
the power, that why is it that people don't get appearance of benefits of life protection? And you were saying that because of their lack of awareness of Holy Spirit, and possibly they might not have the knowledge to praise that power and to be aware how the power of the Holy Ghost protects you in every situation. King of all kings, Lord of all lords, point, point, point. Yes, sweetheart, baby, we love Jesus and we love Christmas. Merry Christmas right here in June. Look like we might be having some storms outside. Maybe we went off the air or something, but we're surviving in the great Royal Republic of Thailand, and we are thankful. And speaking of the weather, there's been earthquakes happening in Alaska, 6.2, 5.8, 7.1, up in Anchorage, Alaska. There's been an earthquake in the central Washington area of the United States of America. It's been a lot of quakes during this guy week, baby doll, sweethearts. There's a lot of action going on. I tell you, Mother Nature, as they say in the scientific world, is activated. It's activated. But we know by the powers of the Christ energy, nothing happens without a reason. Is that correct, my brother?
That's right.
All things happen for a divine reason. All things work together for the good. We work with Jesus and his government, his kingdom. Kingdom, and the angels will work with us as we love and adore the Christ, the Son of God. My brother, why is it so important to worship Jesus Christ and to really value his name? I mean, he's just the Son. He's not God. I mean, he's just God's Son, God's child. Jesus, baby, the Christ Almighty. My brother was explaining about the power of worshiping the Son of God, and we're going to explain how when you get the Son of God, like we've been telling you, to get the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, the eternal energy, because that omnipresent is with us everywhere. Remember, the Son of God, Jesus, said, I go away, and if I go not the way, the Comforter will not come. And I must go away that you might receive the Holy Ghost on every coast, wherever you may be. So this importance, sweethearts, is really important. This is not a jive joke. This is not a play game. You must have the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, if you remember what Jesus said in the Matthew 28 chapter, he said, all authority and power has been granted unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So it tells you right there, he mentioned the Holy Ghost at the end. That's important, you see, because a lot of the Christian churches are neglecting, and some of them are disbelieving in the power of the Holy Spirit, the eternal energy. And that is your friend, my sweetheart. When you are all alone, the Comforter is the one that helps you out. When the voice that speaks in your inner mind, the voice that speaks to your consciousness, the voice that speaks to your soul, that is the permeation of the Holy Ghost. That is the most powerful, the eternal friendly power of the universe. That is your friend. That is your lover. The light of Christ is everything. That is your divine inner mate. That is your husband, man. That is your divine bridegroom. We are the bride. The light of Christ, or the Spirit of Jesus Christ, is the groom. And behold, the bridegroom cometh, says the scripture. So it is imperative, because when you get to love with the Holy Ghost, I tell you, sweetheart, baby, you will be happy for the rest of your life. Like my darling brother spoke earlier, if someone spit on you, you say, do it again. You turn the other side, if someone to punch you, you're like Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to them that curse you. Bless them that say things against you. And another thing that's hitting me right now about the power of the Holy Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit program, like I told you before. We will be on one subject and the Holy Ghost will take us to another. And it is imperative to get out of the past tense of your life. You got to come to the present tense. For example, when my house note was due on the 1st of the month, and then they give a grace period to the 5th of the month. So you can pay between the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and the 5th. And then years later, they changed it that the grace period is now only to the 4th of the month. And then years later, they changed it again. And if now you have to pay up to the third of the month. If you don't pay it on the first of the month or the second of the month or the third of the month, you get the penalty. So you see, sweethearts, even in the natural world, things change from what used to be. So if the date changed, don't gravitate to the old date that used to be way back in the day, because if you do that, you're going to go to the rigmarole. I get with the time, sweetheart, baby. Jump to it and activate and do it in the name of Jesus Christ. I guarantee you, sweethearts, in the name of Jesus Christ, all things will work together for your good to you that love Jesus Christ. Remember, the Holy Ghost loves bodies, like my sweetheart brother says. You see, we're not religious folks, and religion, they kill you, because they don't tell you what can be active today. They don't tell you how the angel is going to assist you today. They don't tell you that Raphael is a healing angel. Speaking of Raphael, I command you, Raphael, divine angel, to work on my eyes and doctor my eyes to bring full sight in the name of
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. How can we say glory to Jesus and not glory to God, my brother?
Because Jah Jesus, as we talked about before, Jah Jesus is the owner and he is the creator of this planet of the fifth world. So
okay.
Jah Jesus, see, Jehovah, he was, he had experiments going, and he had a lot of Lilith, and that didn't fail. Then he had a lot of Eva, at two of them, and it was too fragile. And so Jah Jesus had a plan. And do his plan, this earth is solid. The reason it's so solid and so hard and the other ones are so translucent because this can take a lot of sin. So whatever sin you've done and through Jah Jesus' sacrifice and everything on this planet, then if you sin and then if you confess your sins and you come to him and he will forgive you, that's the sacrifice there. So he will forgive you. So I don't care what kind of sin, you know, some people are barely living. They take drugs, they do all this other stuff. Other plans, there's no way you can do that. It's no way. God, Jesus had a magnificent plan because his plan is that everything else goes on this planet. It's no planet like planet Earth. I always tell people planet Earth is God, Jesus' favorite.
Yes.
You know why? Because he did the blood sacrifice. He came down in human form. You know, you want a human to worship? Everybody wants some kind of human? You have a human.
That's
God,
right.
God, Jesus, baby.
Amen.
He came in human form. And so he is our father, not like our grandfather, Jehovah. See, Jehovah is our grandfather. Jehovah really didn't have nothing to do with this plan. He said, Jesus, I'm turning all authority over to you. He gave everything to Jesus. So Jehovah is just really for the ride here. I always tell him, you're just here like looking and trying to cause some problems.
Well,
you know, but, you know, I'll just play with the problem.
Right, exactly.
But the point is that, see, God, Jesus is in control of this totally. This is his plan. This is his plan.
Are you saying we could go to Jesus and ask for forgiveness?
Yeah,
he will forgive us.
You go straight to Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus created our bodies. Who
oh.
else will we go to?
Oh, that's right.
He created this fifth world.
Oh.
Not Jehovah. It's Jah Jesus.
You're right. What about Hare Krishna? I go to him.
You know, he's just he's like Buddha.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. A prophet of light.
A prophet of light.
Okay.
The brain light.
Okay.
That's what it is. Jah Jesus is the creator.
Oh.
Total different.
That is a big difference.
Total different. A father, a creator. Total difference. You know, a lot of people don't want to acknowledge it. That's the truth. You know, he's our creator. He is our father right now.
He got power.
Yeah, he got power. You know, people say, oh, Jehovah. Jehovah is our grandfather. Jesus is our father. He created us. He's the one that put the ghost hole in our body here. He's the one that did all the designing of this planet. The trees, everything. God, Jesus did that. God, Jesus put in our minds how to build houses, how to create cars.
Yes.
God, Jesus gave us the information of invention. You know, these people that were inventors, they had some spiritual background. They weren't church people, but these people, look at Benjamin Franklin. Thousands of inventions. How did he get that? Through the spirit of Jah Jesus. You know, not a spiritual person, but not a churchy person.
Right.
You know, all those, I'll call them the four founders, spiritual people that found this country, like Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, George Washington. I mean, those guys,
they really put their hearts about what the other countries just bid for us, got loans. I mean, these people were into the spirit of Jah Jesus, and that's how this country was built, on Jah Jesus principles. Angels visit them. My brothers talk about angels.
Yes.
Angels visit them all the time and guide them. Look at George Washington's journals. Angels was with them.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Thomas Jefferson, all these beings, angels, they were spiritual people. You don't have to go to church to be a spiritual person. And that's a misconceived notion that people have. Just because you carry a 100-pound Bible and you go to church, you think everything is okay. It's most of the time not okay, especially if you don't have the Ghost Holy. And the Ghost Holy is important, but my brother's question was, who do we worship? Why do we worship Jesus? He's the one that created this planet, the fifth world. He's the one that created our bodies, five fingers. He's the one that created us, our mind. He's the one that did everything, have our feet. And he's the one that did everything. He built our body out of flesh. He's the one that did that. You know, the other bodies are celestial. It's a total difference than Earth. Earth, I think, is the only one of its kind in the universe. It's the most wickedest, but it's the fastest one to progress. You can, within a matter of 100 years, you can be transfigured if you play your cards right.
That's fast.
Less than those other ones, eons. Everything is so good. It takes forever to be transfigured. See, people, they envious from other planets, but they don't want to come here.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen that Star Wars program. It was everything going on there and stuff. That's kind of like Earth. You know, one of the people killing people doing, that's Earth, you know. The other planets are looking and say, whoa, what, look at all that, man. I definitely don't want to go down there. But then they envy you because you can come out to be a glorious transfigured god or goddesses by being in this environment and by praising God Jesus and by just focusing all your energy on the Ghost Holy, like my brother said. That's the most important thing. You get the Ghost Holy, you go zoom, zoom. You need that Ghost Holy, like my brother said. My loving brother keeps saying the Ghost Holy is important, that omnipresent energy. And that's what people are fascinated. People are fascinated about this omnipresent energy that's everywhere present. It's in all your cells. It's in your mind. It's in your subconscious, your superconscious. It's in your conscious. It's all around you. You never are lonely. People say, look, how can you be lonely? The Ghost Holy is with you. I can't see why you bored. A lot of people say, well, how can you be bored with the Ghost Holy? When you have the Ghost Holy, you're never bored.
Amen.
People say they're bored. They don't have the Ghost Holy. They're not spiritual. They can go to church. They don't have the Ghost Holy. I'm going to tell you that. Because when you have the Ghost Holy, things happen. The Ghost Holy talks to you. The Ghost Holy gives you revelations. The Ghost Holy will move you to do things. The Ghost Holy will say, do this, do that. Sometimes you don't know why. You just move with the flow. You know, like the rappers, they move with the flow. They say the flow, they move with the flow. A basketball player, they move with the flow. It's a flow of energy. The artists, they move with the flow. The inventors, they move with the flow of energy. You're moving with the flow. You're grooving with the flow. That's what it's about in life. You're moving with the flow of energy. You don't worry, but you know, some people say, man, he's lucky. No, he's moving with the flow. He's, without knowing it, he's moving with the flow. You say, man, he has good luck. All this stuff happens. He's always happy. He's moving with the flow, but he's not knowing he's moving with the flow, and he don't know the power of Jesus' name, but he's still moving with that flow of energy. And that flow, and he doesn't hate, because when you start hating, and when you start having resentment and all this stuff, that stops the flow. And then you start getting cancer, rheumatism, all this other stuff. But when you're, that's when it says, when you pray to Jesus and you have an ought, go get that ought away. Because I'm going to tell you, if you're praying and you have ought, hate, and stuff like that, your prayers go nowhere. You got to get all that negative out of your system. You can't have that. And if you can't do it, ask the Ghost Holy or even Jah Jesus, the Son of God, they will get it out of you. They will remove it from you, because you have to have that to get the flow of energy for you can pray to Jah Jesus, the Holy Ghost, are Jah Jesus, the Son of God. You got to have the flow. You got to have the love. You got to have that to flow with the energy. Because if you don't have that flow and you have all this stuff going in your mind, this negative stuff like, I hate this and all this stuff like, this one, you know, I don't like him, I don't like this, and all this stuff. It's just basically, it's hurting you. That's why Jesus says, forgive them that hurt you, because if you hold the grudge, it's going to hurt you more than that person. I don't care if that person kill you. If that person, like what happened over there in the Carolinas.
Yes.
Typical example. The white guy, he killed those black people. They said, I forgive you. If they didn't, you know what? If they had hate stuff, that's going to hurt them more than them. It's not going to hurt you. It's to help you. When you forgive, then that's helping you. You know, that's helping you. Then you can communicate with Jah Jesus.
Is that a power?
That's a power. You can't do that on your own. That's the thing about it. You have to have the Holy Ghost. It gives you the power to do that. It gives you the power to love. It's a power. And once you get that, then you understand when you have the Holy Ghost, it's a power. How can he do that? It's a power. When they say, how can he forgive that guy from shooting?
Right.
It's a power. It's a power to do that. You can't just do that on your own. The average mortal would just go up and hit that guy upside the head, try to take his life or whatever else. But when you're in the Christ, some kind of degree, they don't really probably necessarily have the total thing of the Holy Ghost, but they're into Jah Jesus to a certain degree. They have the power to forgive.
Amen.
They have that power. And that's why my loving brother, I keep saying, use the name.
Right.
Use the name Jah Jesus. Use the name Jesus Christ. Yeah. Use the name Lord Jesus Christ. Use the powerful name of Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus. Use that name. When we say Jah Jesus, that's the original name. But you can say Jah Jesus also. Everybody knows Jesus. Use that name. When you use that name, you get results. When you use the name of power, that's your victory. So you need to be in the name, and you need to get that ghost holy, baby. When you get that ghost holy, baby, you're zoom like a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom, boom.
That's right, baby. What time is it? It's time to praise the name of Jesus Christ. What time is it? To exalt the Son of God, the divine Holy Spirit within. Yes, saints, it is really imperative to be possessed of this holy power, which is authorized by Jesus Christ. You see, we pray to Jesus, and Jesus Christ give us the Holy Spirit. It's real. It is so real. Like we keep telling you, knuckleheads, wake up. Now, we say knuckleheads to those who are stubborn, sweethearts to those who are open-minded. To the saints of the Most High Jesus, you are open-minded because you are excited. You are glad to hear this truth. That's why you call in. You have called other religious stations, and you ask them who to pray to. They didn't answer you right. Well, you know, you can pray to any member of the Trinity, and they give a roundabout answer. We tell you, go straight to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. He is the way to the Holy Ghost. He said it in the book of 14th chapter of St. John, verse 6. I, Jesus Christ, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Nobody come unto the Father but by and through me. It is very simple and very glorious. Like my sweetheart brother said, Jesus Christ became a human being. He took on human form. He could have took on angelic form, but he was wise. He said, no, I'm taking my human form because humans have power over angels. A lot of people don't know that. But as you become holy, as Jesus Christ is holy, the scripture says, be ye holy, for I, the Lord Jesus Christ, am holy. So as we become holy, filled with the Holy Ghost, therefore, holiness is power. Jah Jesus Christ, power and light, new and everlasting covenant. June 29th, that is on your tomorrow, wherever you may be, 2015. Those who really feel that they love Jesus, we welcome you to participate in this holy covenant of love, praise, and gratitude. It is imperative to give love, praise, and gratitude to the Holy Ghost, to have adoration to this great inner Christ, this great Holy Spirit of fire. Sweethearts, this is real. This makes us happified. We are happy and jubilant, and that's why we're excited to come on the program. We are even more excited to get off the program because we are going to our separate Buddha lodge to give worship to the inner Christ within us. The main thing, sweetheart, is to praise the living Christ Jesus inside of your temple. We are temples of the Holy Ghost. My brother, is it true that we can keep living past 525 years of age and not get old and ugly?
Oh, yeah. Jesus built this body to live forever. If we just the basic laws of living like that, and this body is supposed to live forever. It's built to live forever. It's in our genetic code to praise God, Jesus, and to live forever.
But so many people die.
Well,
how can that be true? Maybe Jesus was daydreaming.
Maybe he's smoking a blunt or something. I'm just kidding with that.
That's
Jesus,
right.
Jesus don't smoke
no, he
blunt.
Don't smoke a blunt.
But the point is that people are brainwashed to believe that they're supposed to die for Jesus or die and go to heaven, and they have that in their consciousness. And some people won't never get it. It depends on your grade level of consciousness.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of people that just they're into the Christian world and they think, oh, you're supposed to get old and die, then you go and be with Jesus. You know, that's far from the truth. But a lot of people are brainwashed that, and they're gonna do if they put that in their subconscious mind, it's gonna happen. Would you feed your subconscious mind? Your thoughts are powerful. Once you feed your subconscious mind, that it's gonna happen what you put in it.
So does that mean that possibility that they don't have the divine love for Jesus Christ? Because if they really, 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 silly, billy, illy, dilly, really love Jesus Christ, they would obey his commands and they would keep their beautiful big muscle like me flesh young forever?
Oh, definitely so. You said it just correctly. Is that they don't have the love. Why they don't have love? Because they didn't seek. They just satisfied with the same old way, the same old doctrine. They don't seek for themselves for the truth. They don't seek inside themselves for the truth. They don't seek Jesus, the Son of God, for the truth. They don't even seek the divine, intelligent Holy Ghost for the truth. And when you seek, you find. So if they don't seek, how are you going to get the love or anything? You're just going to believe what some pimp preacher is telling you, and they take your money, rob you, and then you die, and then that's it. You know, they think that's it. No, it's much more than that. But most people don't want to believe it because they're so memorized by what they're told and by the church doctrine. It's so many church doctrines. Just like I said, it's a doctrine of the church or of a person. So people are really through with the doctrine. And so by having the doctrine gets away with the truth. What did Jesus say? Well, no, this is what our doctrine says. We're not talking about doctrine. We're talking about what did Jesus actually say.
What did you say, sweetheart? We're over time. Okay, let's sign off. Do that song.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus. Thank you, sweetheart. We thank you, sweetheart. Glory to Jesus Christ. The canon, praises to the Most High. Have a good day, and we'll see you next time. Happy 4th of July in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.